No road, no highway, no parking lot. The only way in is through the sky, threading a canyon that feels like it was carved specifically to keep the wrong airplanes out. Welcome to Big Creek. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. And today I want to take you somewhere that stopped me cold the first time I pulled up the sectional and really looked at what I was flying into. The Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness in central Idaho is the largest contiguous wilderness area in the lower 48 states, more than 2 million acres. No roads through it, no power lines cutting across the ridges, just mountains and river drainages and sky going in every direction as far as you can see. And tucked into the valley of Big Creek, a tributary of the Middle Fork of the Salmon River, there is a grass airstrip sitting at roughly 5,600 feet above sea level, about 2,500 feet of turf and good intentions, with mountains rising steep on all sides and the creek running cold and fast just below the approach end. No instrument approach procedure, no approach lighting, no tower frequency to welcome you in, just you, your airplane, your training, and the canyon. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating all the way up, mark the milestones that matter, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, now if you want to understand what Big Creek means to pilots, you have to start with the approach. Because the approach is the whole conversation, you come in through the canyon. Following Big Creek itself as it snakes through the drainage, the walls come up on both sides. They are not terrifying on a clear, calm morning, but they are close enough that you're very aware of your wingspan, aware of your airspeed, aware of every decision that brought you to this exact point. There is no landing straight ahead if the engine quits mid-canyon. You are committed the moment you drop into that drainage. The Idaho backcountry pilots will tell you this. The approach to Big Creek gets into your head before you ever leave the departure airport. You fly it in your mind 100 times before you fly it for real. You talk through it with your instructor, you study it on satellite imagery until you can close your eyes and walk through every bend in the creek, and then you fly it for real, and you realize that all of that preparation was not more than you needed, it was the minimum, the entry fee. And the canyon expects you to have paid it. I'm not kidding when I say this changes how you think about mountain flying. There is something I have heard from multiple instructors who teach backcountry flying in Idaho, and I will paraphrase because I have heard it said different ways. The idea is that you can always go around from a strip, you cannot always go around from a canyon. The implication being that your decision to land, your commitment to the approach, has to happen before you start down, before you enter the canyon, before you're below the rim and past the point where turning around is a real option. That level of pre-flight thinking, that mental discipline of making the decision before the decision, that is what separates backcountry flying from a normal private pilot cross-country. And it is, I think, exactly what draws serious pilots to it. Now, let me tell you what you see on the way in, because I want you to understand that the work of this approach does not take away from the beauty. It gives you the beauty, it earns you the view. You're flying through central Idaho, which means the terrain below you is spectacular in a way that is hard to put into words on the radio. The Salmon River Mountains, the Bighorn Crags off to the north when the visibility cooperates, ridgelines that go on and on, folding into each other, running with snowpack well into summer, drainages choked with old growth conifers dropping away into creek bottoms you can barely see. This is not flying over Kansas. This is the real thing. This is the American West that existed before anything else arrived. And then you drop into the Big Creek drainage and the world gets smaller, more immediate. The walls are closer. The creek is below you. The strip is out there ahead and you're working the airplane and watching the terrain and making your calls. And when that grass runway finally comes into view, there's a moment. Every pilot who has done this approach will tell you there's a moment. The relief is real. The satisfaction is real. You set her down and the wheels hit grass and the airplane settles and you roll out and the engine goes quiet and everything else goes quiet with it. You did that. The strip at Big Creek has been here for a long time. The U.S. Forest Service manages it as part of a network of backcountry airstrips spread across the Frank Church Wilderness in the surrounding Salmon River Mountains. When you look at the sectional for central Idaho and count the strips scattered through that roadless country, you start to understand that you're looking at the circulatory system of a landscape that has no other circulatory system. These strips are how supplies move, how hunters and outfitters run their operations, how search and rescue teams reach people who would otherwise be 2 or 3 days from help on foot, how ranches and lodges that exist without road access stay connected to the rest of the world. Pull the strips off the chart and you do not just close some recreational destinations, you sever a lifeline. The Idaho Backcountry Pilots Association understands this better than anyone. They have been organizing, advocating, and doing the actual physical labor of strip maintenance for years. Volunteer workdays, coordination with the Forest Service on funding and repair priorities.
educational programs for pilots who want to fly into the backcountry but have not yet built the experience to do it safely.
I talked to one of the people deep in this work, a pilot who has spent more than 2 decades flying Idaho backcountry, who has sat down at Big Creek more times than she can count, who showed up to a strip maintenance day at a different Frank Church airstrip a few years back and has never stopped showing up since. She described what it is like to spend a day mowing grass and pulling rocks from the surface and managing drainage, and then at the end of it all to sit at the edge of the strip and watch the sun go behind the ridge. She said, "We are keeping something alive that cannot be rebuilt once it is gone." She is right. And anyone who has tried to fight for the reopening of a closed backcountry strip knows exactly how right she is. The moment maintenance stops, the vegetation comes back, the drainage fails, the surface goes soft. Eventually, you have a meadow, and reopening a meadow is not the same as maintaining a strip. It is a different project entirely, with a different set of approvals and a different timeline and a different price tag. Prevention is not just cheaper, it is the only realistic option. Let me take you to the ramp at Big Creek now, because this is what I really want you to feel. You land, and the very first thing that hits you is the quiet. This is not the quiet of a small country airport where you can still hear a highway in the distance. This is wilderness quiet, the kind of quiet that has real depth to it. The creek is running somewhere just off the end of the runway, a little cold and fast and constant. The wind moves through the lodgepole, pines on the slope above you. A bird calls from somewhere in the timber, your engine ticks as it cools, and the mountains are right there all around you, and you are in the middle of over 2 million acres of wilderness, and you got here in your airplane, you flew a canyon approach, and you set it down on the grass, and you're standing here in all of this. Take a second, you earn that second.
The Big Creek Lodge is right there at the strip, and this is one of the things that makes Big Creek remarkable as a destination, because it is not just a strip you fly to and fly away from the same afternoon. It is a place you stay, a place you sit down and eat and talk to other pilots and look at the mountains and remember why you learned to fly in the first place. The lodge has been serving guests for generations. It has changed hands over the years, been worked hard and loved hard, rebuilt in places and restored in others, but the feel of it carries through all of that history. You walk in the door and there is wood smoke and coffee and something good happening in the kitchen. The walls are covered in photographs, decades of them, pilots standing by their airplanes on that grass strip with their arms around each other, hunting parties with horses loaded for the backcountry, squinting into an early morning sun, groups of friends who have been making this trip together for 15 years, 20 years. You're looking at a history of access. You're looking at everything that a maintained, protected backcountry airstrip makes possible. And the food is extraordinary. I know that sounds like something I say about every fly-in destination, and I will admit I'm enthusiastic about most of them. But at Big Creek, there is something specific happening because you earned this meal. You flew a canyon approach into a mountain grass strip at 5,600 feet to get to this table, and the sun is doing something spectacular on the ridge above the lodge, going golden on the rock faces up high, and your coffee is hot, and the food is in front of you. That is a reward you cannot purchase anywhere else. You have to fly there for it. Now the airplanes, because you have to understand the fleet you see parked at Big Creek.
The Piper Super Cub is the reference aircraft for this kind of flying. You know this, if you have spent any time around the Idaho backcountry community, Super Cubs set up specifically for backcountry work, tundra tires on some big engines up front, carbon fiber props, modified flap systems. These are serious airplanes that were built by serious people for a specific and demanding purpose, and they are beautiful in the way that purpose-built tools are always beautiful. But Big Creek is not exclusively a Cub ramp, not even close. You see Cessna 185s that have been properly equipped for mountain work. The 185 is a genuinely capable backcountry machine, honestly underrated outside the float plane community, where it is legendary. You see Mall aircraft, which are fantastic short field airplanes that do not get enough respect in the lower 48. You see Husky aircraft. You occasionally see aggressively modified experimental STOL aircraft that pilots have designed and built specifically for this terrain. What you do not see at Big Creek is the airplane that was not ready, because the mountain filters, the canyon filters, density altitude at 5,600 feet on a hot July afternoon when it is 90 degrees down in the valley and the air has gone thin, that filters too. If your airplane cannot perform, you find out, and the consequences of finding out in the canyon are severe. This is why the training culture in Idaho backcountry flying is what it is. Pilots here are serious about the process. They fly with instructors who know the terrain before they fly it alone. They complete dedicated mountain flying courses. They fly as passengers into strips before they fly them as pilots in command.
They build hours at easier backcountry strips before they tackle the technical ones. They do not shortcut because the terrain does not forgive shortcuts. I spent some time talking to an instructor who has been flying the Idaho backcountry for over 30 years. He has made the approach into Big Creek hundreds of times. He has brought students into this strip who were ready and students who were not ready. And he says you can usually see the difference within the first few minutes of the pre-flight briefing.
The ones who are not ready, he said, want a recipe. They want to know exactly what they will see at each point in the canyon. They want the exact power setting and the exact sight picture. They want the steps. The ones who are ready want to understand the principles. They want to know why the power setting matters and what determines the sight picture and how to think about their escape options at each point in the approach. They want judgment. Not a recipe judgment, he said, is built over time. You cannot compress it. You cannot download it. You build it by flying with people who already have it, by making correct decisions hundreds of times in lower stakes environments, by developing an honest accounting of the gap between where you are and where you need to be. He told me about a student from a few seasons back. Young pilot, maybe 200 hours total time, good hands on the controls, had done every bit of the preparation work. They flew into Big Creek together for the first time with the instructor at the controls. The student watched the whole approach without saying a word. After they landed and shut down on the grass, the student just sat there for a long moment, looking through the windshield at the mountains. Then he said, I thought I was ready. I was not ready. The instructor said that was the best thing the student could have said. That honest reckoning, that willingness to look directly at the gap and name it, they kept working together through a full Idaho flying season, flew at other backcountry strips, built the hours and the judgment and the comfort with the terrain. And on the day the student flew into Big Creek for the first time solo, the instructor was standing at the edge of the strip watching. He said it was one of the best days of his entire career in aviation. That is what this place does to people. That is what this kind of flying does.
Big Creek is more than a destination strip. It is a standard. It is the thing you work toward. And the community that has grown up around Idaho backcountry flying understands that the strips have to be protected if any of this is going to be available to the next generation of pilots who want to earn their way in. If you have any interest at all in mountain and backcountry flying, the Idaho Backcountry Pilots Association is the place to start. Their resources for pilots who are transitioning into this kind of flying are genuinely excellent, and their volunteer programs are how these strips stay on the chart. On the day you finally set your wheels down on that grass at Big Creek with the mountains all around you and the creek below and the lodge right there waiting, you will understand exactly what it was worth. Information for today's segment came from the Idaho Backcountry Pilots Association and from pilots and instructors who have been flying the Frank Church Wilderness for decades. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp. Keep those canyon approaches honest.